Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Carla, thank you very much. Stephen Kenny's Ireland faces Greece tonight in Athens. It's a Euros qualifier that could set us up in a strong position in the group, end our slim hopes for the campaign before it really even begins, or leave it all to play for. It depends on how you look at it, but either way, it is a huge game. And joining us from Athens to preview it is Gavin Cooney, sports writer with the42.ie. Hi, Gavin.
Hey, Claire. How are things?
Good. Thanks for joining us this morning. Now, let's take this from the beginning, because we were drawn from a higher ranked pot for these qualifiers than Greece, higher ranked than Greece. So does that mean we're going into this game with an expectation of a win, or is that very dangerous?
I don't think that Ireland can be expected to win this game, Claire. Technically, in the rankings, obviously Ireland were in the third, were the third seeds, and Greece were the fourth seeds. But Ireland were toward the bottom of that ranking among third seeds, and Greece were at the top of the fourth. So there's only three places between these sides in FIFA's world rankings. So this game is effectively a clash between two sides of it, of almost exactly the same level.
Mm-hmm. And there's less pressure on Greece because they have a backup plan.
Yeah, so they, I won't bore your listeners too much with the Byzantine rules of the UEFA Nations League, but the competition prior to this, Greece won their division, which means they're guaranteed a playoff into the Euros next year. So they, in the words of their manager, Gus Poyet, can play with a little bit more freedom and kind of a little bit more abandon in attack and so forth. Ireland are not guaranteed that playoff position. It's dependent on all of the results across Europe between now and the end of the year. The odds are that they will get it, but it's not guaranteed. Greece have that in the back pocket. So that's a little advantage that they have over Ireland tonight.
What about the practicalities? You're there in Athens. The heat, will it be a factor?
Not really for the match. So it is warm at the moment in Athens. It's mid to high 20s, but the game doesn't kick off till 9:45 p.m. Tonight, by which time it'll be balmy, but it will be fine to play football in. Okay, easy for me to say when I'm sitting on the sidelines, but it should be relatively easy. It should be relatively straightforward for the players. It's you know, it's predicted to be around 22 degrees Celsius on the pitch, and the weather won't be that hot, but it will be hotter than the atmosphere, because it's a gorgeous brand new stadium that Ireland are playing in tonight, of a 32,500 seater, but it's only going to be about a third full. We hear that the Greece fans are just not that interested in paying €40 for a ticket to go see go and see their side tonight. There was a local journalist chatting to us in the press room at the stadium yesterday, or in the press conferences, and we were asking him, like, why the lack of interest from Greece supporters in this game, and he just shrugged and says, well, there's better things to be doing in Athens on a Friday night.
Really? And what does that say about football in Greece?
Football is an obsession in Greece, certainly, but it probably manifests itself more so in club level. You'll see like very intense atmospheres at games involving like AEK Athens and Panathinaikos and Olympiakos. But the national team, it's not really capturing the hearts of the Greek people at the moment, and it hasn't for quite a while. Gus Poyet talked about this yesterday. Obviously, you know, Greece shocked Europe in winning the European Championships in 2004. And Poyet was talking back then, there was obviously a really great connection between the people of the country and the national team. But now it's a case of the Greek people telling the football team, well, what have you done for me lately? Okay. They haven't qualified for a tournament since the 2014 World Cup, so hence the apathy.
Well, I'm going to pick the silver lining out of this cloud now. Does that mean that most of the fans in the stands tonight will be Irish?
I would imagine there'll be about at least a third this stadium tonight with Irish fans. Irish fans also have a genius for popping up in seats you wouldn't necessarily expect them to be in. So the Irish fans will make themselves heard tonight. And that, you know, when the draw first came out, the nightmare scenario really was getting Greece at this time of year, because you're expecting it to be super hot, and you are expecting a difficult atmosphere to walk into. It's not as hot as it was predicted. Yeah. I mean, one taxi driver described it as a late spring here. So, you know, from that point of view, the challenge is not quite as difficult as Ireland might have predicted a few months ago.
Now, the training camp in Turkey over the last few days, you were there as well, Gavin, weren't you? What was that like?
Yeah, so the players did a 10-day camp in Antalya in Turkey, training and playing, and they played a behind-closed-doors game among themselves just to kind of condition themselves for the heat in one respect. So that's now not going to be an issue. But the bigger issue is a lack of match sharpness and practice for many of the Irish players. So there's 14 of Ireland's 25-man squad play in the Championship and League One in England, the second and third tiers. Their season actually ended on the 8th of May. So it's actually 39 days since they played a game last, which, you know, that's about a third of their entire off-season. So it was pretty intense training beneath the sun in Turkey to try and, you know, shake off that ring rust and get as much match sharpness as possible. So that was what was, you know, that was the main focal point of that exercise. And look, the Irish team stayed in a very swanky five-star resort in Antalya. They had anything they could possibly have wanted to unwind around the training session. So there's just this gathering sense that Ireland's preparation has been really good. I mean, mm-hmm. Stephen Kenny has had many times before where things have gone wrong for him and he's been bedeviled by bad luck and so forth. But none of that is a factor for tonight's game. There's a real sense around this game now, Claire, that there's no excuses for Ireland not to perform. And we're getting to a kind of a hinge moment that it's now or never for this team and its management.
And did you get a sense that there's a good vibe and that people are in good form from the management to the players?
Yeah, the vibe generally seems good. It has to be said, like all of the players, well, firstly, all of the players turned up. You know, it is a long 10 days at the end of the season. They weren't technically mandated by FIFA to turn up for international duty until this Monday. So all the vibes have been good. The vibes have been consistently good between players and manager pretty much throughout his reign. So that's definitely to Stephen Kenny and his staff's credit. But, you know, a mood is always determined by results. So I think the real mood gauge will be taken later tonight.
Absolutely. And we've known for a while that there are a few players out with injuries, but aren't any new problems to report on that front for Stephen Kenny?
Nothing at all. He beamed with a kind of either joy or relief at the press conference yesterday when he said that, look, our objective was to do a relatively intense training camp and then have no one injured by the end of it. And that's the case. So we know Seamus Coleman and Chidozie Ogbene are out injured. They've been injured for a while, but there are no new issues. So Ireland, again, going back to the no excuses element to this, everyone is fit and everyone is ready to play.
And has he made a call on who's going to start next to Evan Ferguson up the front?
Yeah, so that's one of the big calls. The team is very settled at this point. So one of the really only places open for debate and selection is going to be Evan Ferguson's striking partner up front in the absence of Ogbene, who was so good against France in March. Michael Obafemi, you would imagine, he was the front runner because he played alongside Evan in the Latvia friendly in March. But Obafemi was meant to do a press duty with us after training on Tuesday and then withdrew at the last moment, just said he wouldn't do it. So, you know, I'm guessing, but maybe he was had just been given some bad news team-wise. So that may open the door for Adam Ida, the Norwich striker, to play alongside Ferguson. You know, it was Ida replaced Ferguson against France, and you're thinking that they're quite similar style players. Is it a case of one or the other, or can they both play together? Stephen Kenny has said before that they can both play together. So it looks like maybe Adam Ida will get his chance. Troy Parrott and Mikey Johnston, the Scotland-born player who qualified for us in March, are the other options there. Johnston certainly is probably a more likely option off the bench.
So when do you find that out? Is that a last-minute thing?
So the players will have known for a while and they will have been told the final selection, I'm guessing, last night. The team will be announced an hour and 15 minutes before kickoff. So it's at that point your listeners can check all their Twitter feeds and the websites, and they can message me directly to tell me how wrong I've been about all of this.
And but, they will.
Yeah, an hour an hour and 15 minutes beforehand.
So listen, a score prediction then. I know it's always difficult, particularly as you're there and you have to face them before and afterwards, Gavin, but how do you think it's going to go?
I think it is going to be a game of very narrow margins. I know we're in the city of kind of the ancient enduring, so I feel I should say a 1-1 draw, as is our trademark result for that reason. But I do actually think it'll be a 1-1 draw. I think Ireland are good enough to shade it and they could nick the game, and Evan Ferguson maybe gives us a dimension that we haven't had before. But Greece are a good side. They've only lost one of their last 17 games, and that was to Spain. They're a team with good momentum behind them. They'll have a slight advantage in terms of conditions and so forth. Maybe not that great of an advantage. But I think 1-1.
Okay, and that keeps the group alive if that happens. We were talking about Greece earlier in the programme as well, and there is a tragic backdrop to this match, the migrant boat disaster in recent days. And there was discussion, wasn't there, around whether the match should go ahead at all. What have you been hearing about that, and how are the football associations, Gavin, dealing with it all?
Yeah, so there seems to be reports from journalists here in Greece yesterday that the Greek FA had been in discussions with UEFA as regards whether this game should actually go ahead this evening, because the country is in 3 days of national mourning in response to that that disaster. But the game is going ahead. So we haven't had any kind of official communique from UEFA on the matter and on what discussions were did or did not happen, but the game is undoubtedly going to go ahead this evening. The Irish players are going to wear black armbands, as will the Greek players, and there have been reports that there'll be a minute silence before the game as well. The FAI weren't informed of a minute silence as of last night, but that could obviously change later today.
Gavin, thank you very much, and I hope both you and the rest of us get to see a great game later on tonight. That's Gavin Cooney speaking to us from Athens, and Gavin writes for the42.ie. Now, who used all the milk, and who is going to tell Barbara from Accounts to stop bringing in tuna or smelly eggs for lunch in her lunchbox that she doesn't put in the fridge? We're going to be talking about the workplace behaviour that drives you mad and what to do about it. That's next.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.